and see, just look at that range that he had. And it was so spectacular. And he was one of a kind and definitely deserved the two Oscars that he did earn.
I still love him as the crooked sheriff in Unforgiven. He was so good in that movie. He's good in everything he's in. They called him the everyday guy because he wasn't a handsome looking guy, you know, like Tom Cruise, you know, handsome type. He's just an everyday guy. He looked like the average guy on the street, balding and, you know, just an average guy. He was good. Gene Hackman, we'll miss him. And his last movie I still like, Welcome to Mooseport. I think I have that on DVD, Welcome to Mooseport. I got to check with Ray Romano. Very funny film. All right, my friend. We'll see what happens. We'll have the postmortems next Friday to see how you did with your Academy Award picks. And don't forget, you can see some of those Oscar-nominated films for Best Picture. This weekend you're playing it on Saturday. And, is it Saturday and Sunday or just Saturday?
Well, yeah. All this weekend we'll be bringing back movies. So go check them out. Go to marcustheaters.com. And you and I will talk about the aftermath next week.
The aftermath. Okay. Hold on the line. Don't go in there. Don't hang up yet. Brett Hoffman from Marcus Theaters 801. Let's check news.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN. Receive Kenosha.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Another court defeat for Trump administration efforts to slash the federal workforce. Correspondent Caitlin Huey Burns has our top story.
A federal judge in San Francisco ruled the mass firing of federal probationary workers was likely unlawful, with Judge William Alsup saying the Office of Personnel Management does not have any authority whatsoever to hire and fire employees at another agency.
More laid-off USAID employees will be given 15 minutes to clean out their desks in D.C. today. President Trump and Ukraine's Volodymyr Zelensky meet this morning, where they're expected to sign an agreement on Ukraine's rare earth minerals.
It's really very good for Ukraine and very good for us. The American taxpayers will now effectively be reimbursed.
CBS's Weijia Jiang is at the White House.
Zelensky's visit today comes after days of trading insults. He said, unfortunately, Trump lives in this disinformation space. While last week, Trump called Zelensky a dictator.
We are hearing the 911 call after caretakers discovered the decomposing remains of actor Gene Hackman, his wife, and their dog at their home in Santa Fe, New Mexico.
I think we just found one deceased person inside a house. They're not moving.
Investigators say they were found in different rooms, the actor in a mudroom, his wife in a bathroom with prescription pills around her. Officials say there were no signs of a gas leak. The Justice Department's released some of those much-talked-about files on Jeffrey Epstein, and there's not much new in them. CBS's Michael Wallace says there is a contact list.
Many of the names had been unveiled a decade ago. President Trump, former President Bill Clinton, Prince Andrew. Still, Republicans like Tennessee Senator Marsha Blackburn are demanding the FBI share more information. She says it's bigger than Epstein.
This is about ending this practice of human trafficking and sex trafficking.
The FAA has joined a police investigation into the deaths of three skydivers who took off from the same facility southeast of Phoenix, Arizona in the last 2 months. All suffered complications during the descent to the ground. The FAA says most investigations focus on the way the parachutes are packed. Think about this next time you're pushing it to the midnight hour. CBS's Michael George.
Nearly two-thirds of Americans aren't getting enough sleep, and it's taking a toll on their health. A study published in JAMA showed that people getting either less than 7 hours of sleep a night or more than 9 hours had as much as a 29% increased chance of death due to various health issues.
S&P futures are up 13. This is CBS News.
If you're 55 and up, T-Mobile has plans built just for you. Get the savings you want on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/choice55 and start saving today.
From the WRJN Radio Park newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. A windy start to the weekend. A wind advisory is in effect today with gusts up to 45 miles an hour expected. We'll have the latest coming up in the forecast. The Racine County Board is now at full capacity after appointing Jamie Hoffman to the 14th and Troy McReynolds to the 18th. The move this week fills seats vacated by Jason Ekman and Thomas Roenhaus. Both new supervisors have previous experience as village trustees. A terror plot targeting Naval Station Great Lakes was broken up by the FBI in 2022. Details of what happened came out this week. A 38-year-old naturalized American citizen from China has pleaded guilty to conspiring with undercover FBI agents. The plot was said to be motivated by a desire to avenge the 2020 killing of an Iranian general. The Racine Unified School Board will hold a special session Monday night. They'll be discussing updates on construction projects, including Walden 3 and Gifford K-8. The public is invited to attend and provide comments about the agenda items. Caledonia residents will face a nearly 12% increase in sewer bills starting March 15th. The village board approved boosting the quarterly service charge to $190. And the Thrive Expo, focusing on health and wellness, will take place this weekend at Memorial Hall in downtown Racine. For more, people can check out RacineCountyEye.com. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Wisconsin players headed to the NFL. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports in Indianapolis at the NFL Combine. 300 of the best college football players here to interview and work out for NFL teams. One of them, Badgers safety Hunter Wohler, who saw his team fall to 5-7 and miss playing in a bowl game for the first time in 22 years. I asked Wohler, who grew up in Muskego, Wisconsin, how concerned is he about the Badgers football program?
It's going in the right direction. I mean, obviously, the last 2 years haven't exactly been what I envisioned, what Coach Fickell has envisioned, but like, Coach Vick's a great coach. I have 100% faith that he's gonna get that program in the right place.
NBA, Bucks with a win over the Denver Nuggets, 121-112. Milwaukee getting help from guys off the bench in the fourth quarter, like Kyle Kuzma, Gary Trent Jr.
Yeah, they made a great run for us. That cushion, that momentum, that was huge for us. You know, and again, I think as great as they've been, I think they're going to be so much better a few weeks, a month down the line, which is scary to think.
That's Bucks center Brooke Lopez with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
It is going to be a bit windy today. Gusts from about 35 to 45 likely for a good chunk of the day. Otherwise, partly to mostly cloudy, a few sprinkles. Temperatures will reach the low 50s by early afternoon, then drop quickly by later this afternoon into tonight. Tomorrow, sunny and colder, 29. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 39.
If you're young here tonight and you see an old person, I know you don't think that that's you in the future. You look at an old person, that's not you in the future. That's like looking at a sequoia tree or a unicorn. But it is going to be you one day before you know it. And if you're older and you look at a young person and you think, I still look like that, you don't. You don't. It's hard to be an old person nowadays, though. Can't even retire anymore. They keep raising the retirement age. That's not cool. That's not nice to the old people. If we're going to make old people work, let's have fun with them, you know? Rent them out. Rent them out to people who want to take the carpool lane. Tell them they're going to work. You get to the office, drop them off, someone takes them the other way. Rent them out to people who do those haunted hay rides, you know? Just drop six old people in the woods along the path.
Jackson, my tears.
Rocky and the Miracles. Yeah, Tracks of My Tears, local news, timeless hits at WRJN. It's 8:11. Looking for sunshine today. I know it doesn't look like it now. Sunny with a high near 53, partly cloudy tonight, lows 19, sunshine tomorrow and Sunday. Highs Saturday, 29, 36 on Sunday. Cloudy, 39 degrees right now at Radio Park. This is really odd, but true. In the 1800s in Austria, single women would put an apple slice in their armpit during dances. At the end of the night, when it was nice and sweaty, they'd give it to the guy they liked. And if he felt the same way about the woman, he would eat it. I want to know one thing. How did that custom ever start? Who said that would be a good idea? And people said, you know what? I kind of like it. Classics 4, here's Spooky at WRJN.
In the cool of the evening, when everything is getting kind of groovy, I call you up and ask you if you'd like to go with me and see a movie. First you say no, you got some plans for the night, and then you stop and say,
girls are hit by a
California girls, local news, timeless hits. I was hearing a news story on TV, and they caught my ear when they said, Hawthorne, California. Something happened in Hawthorne, California. I forget what it was. And my first thought was, that's where the Beach Boys are from. That's where they were. That's where they grew up, Hawthorne, California. I don't know why. I don't know what the news story was about, but I know the Beach Boys grew up in Hawthorne, California. Well, this is another odd but true. Are you ready for this? A 38-year-old guy in New York having trouble breathing. Something like bad allergies or something like that. Doctor shoved a tiny camera up his nose to find there was an extra tooth growing in his nostril. That is odd, but it's true. Hey, don't forget, two old friends are about to get back together Monday morning. We'll tell you all about it. We'll share the big news about the reunification that will make for a feel-good summer. Got to be listening Monday morning, 8:30, right here at WRJN.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. You might think that the guy that owns the local haberdashery is just a small businessman. But when it comes to Hollywood, chances are he's a trained assassin. Whether it's a regular housewife, an accountant, or even a beekeeper. Yes, a beekeeper. Miramax has announced there will be a sequel to The First Beekeeper, which starred Jason Statham. Statham plays a keeper of bees who also knows how to kill people very well. And if you saw the first film, appears to be bulletproof. Production is scheduled to start this fall. Deadline reports that Saoirse Ronan and Austin Butler are set to lead the cast of A24's upcoming Deep Cuts. Saoirse Ronan will also produce the film, which will be directed by Ironclaw's Sean Durkin. Deep Cuts is a love story based on the highly anticipated first novel by author Holly Brickley, which was just released February 25th. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Bob and weave through the story of a young boxer on the cusp of greatness in And in This Corner, Cassius Clay, continuing this weekend at the Racine Theater Guild. Before the world knew him as Muhammad Ali, Cassius Clay Jr. grew up in Jim Crow era Louisville. He stepped into the ring with determination and a drive to not be beaten by life or his opponents, fighting his way onto the gold medal stand and into history books. A reminder for us all to channel our inner champion and fight for what's right. Tickets and more info at racinetheater.org.
You ever try fixing your car and realize you're missing that one part? Yeah, been there. That's why eBay's my go-to. They've got millions of parts, guaranteed to fit. I'm talking brake pads for when yours have seen one too many miles of stop and go. Oil filters, because you don't mess around with your engine care. Even got this cold air intake on my watch list? I might just go for it. To keep the ride cool and your DIY streak hot. Find all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Millions of Americans take medicine like Ozempic and Zepbound. Many of them are overpaying by thousands of dollars a year. These GLP-1 medications for diabetes, weight loss, and more may not always be covered by your insurance, but GoodRx can help. GoodRx helps you save every month on prescriptions at over 70,000 pharmacies nationwide. Best of all, it's free to use. Check GoodRx to save on GLP-1s. Just go to GoodRx.com/GLP. That's GoodRx.com/GLP. GoodRx is not insurance, but can be used instead of insurance, including Medicare and other federal and state-funded programs.
Fountain Hills Apartments presents Mary's Unique Boutique Spring Shopping Spree. Thursday, March 20th, noon till 4. Shop for spring or Easter. Be one of the first 10 non-resident shoppers and get a $25 pick and save gift card. Take a tour of the newly renovated 1 and 2 bedroom apartments and be entered in a drawing for a $100 pick and save gift card. Sign a 15-month lease and get 1 month free rent. Fountain Hills Apartments, 1100 Fountain Hills Drive, Mount Pleasant.
Hey, this is WRJN General Manager Chris Morrow. We're getting geared up to be out and around the Racine community this spring and summer. A lot. And we're looking for some help. Are you somebody who could help us set up tables, tents, and hang banners in early evenings and on some weekends? We'd like to talk to you about a part-time position helping to promote the radio station and meet our listeners. If you have the ability to set up an awkward tent, carry some tables, hang some banners, we'd like to meet. Give us a call at 634-3311 during business hours and we'll set up a time to talk. 634-3311. That's WRJN looking for some weekend and evening help this spring and summer. Maybe it's you. Come join the fun as we continue to bring local news and timeless hits to Racine on WRJN.
For 98 years, you found WRJN right where we've always been, at 1400 AM. And now, you can also pull us in on FM at 99.9 in Racine and 98.1 in Kenosha, along with the Civic Media app, anywhere you travel. Yep, the timeless hits were made famous on the AM dial, but that clear FM stereo ain't bad either. Local news and timeless hits, now on WRJN AM and FM. WRJN.
Sister, don't you kiss me once or twice and say it's really nice and then you run. Little sister, don't you do what your big sister done. Well, I dated your big sister and I took her to the show. I went for some candy, along came Jim Dandy and they snuck right out the door. Little sister, don't you? Little sister, don't you? Little sister, don't you kiss me once or twice and say it's very nice and then you run. Little sister, don't you do what your big sister does. Every time I see a sister, well, she's got somebody new. She's evil like that little old evil. Guess I'll try my luck with you. Little sister, don't you? Little sister, don't you? Little sister, don't you kiss me once or twice and say it's very nice and then you run. Little sister, don't you do what your big sister does. Pull your pigtails and pinch your turned up nose. But you've been a growing and baby it's been showing from your head down to your toes. Little sister, don't you? Little sister, don't you? Little sister, don't you kiss me once or twice and say it's very nice and then you're wrong. Little sister, don't you do what your big sister does. Little sister, don't you do what your big sister does.
Elvis Presley, Little Sister. It's 8:25, local news, timeless hits at WRJN. When was the last time you cleaned out your glove box? Guy in Nebraska was cleaning out his glove box, found an old unscratched lottery ticket for a game called Trucks and Bucks. He won the grand prize, a new Ford F-150 pickup. He'd been driving around that ticket in there for months. And by the way, they also took care of the taxes, so the full thing was valued at $81,000. I don't think I have that in my glove box, but I think I'm going to check today. You never know. 8:25, local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Hey, we're going to talk sports coming up with Mike Clemens at 8:50 this morning. Looking for sunshine today with a high near 53 degrees. Right now we've got clouds and 39 degrees here at Radio Park. John Fred and his Playboy band right now with Judy in Disguise.
Judy in Disguise. Wearing your green slips and your new round arm across your heart, yeah, with your living brown. A chimney sweep spider with God, Judy in the sky. With that says,
come to me tonight. Come to me tonight. Thank you.
I'll just take your glasses.
I'm sleeping and right in the middle of a good dream. Like all at once I wake up from something that keeps knocking at my brain. Before I go insane, I hold my pillow to my head and spring up in my bed, screaming out the words I dread. I think I love you.
I think I love you.
This morning, I woke up with this feeling I didn't know how to deal with, and so I just decided to myself I'd hide it to myself and never talk about it. Did not go and shout it when you walked into the room. I think I love you.
I think I love you.
So what am I so afraid of? I'm afraid that I'm not sure of a love there is no cure for. I think I love you. Isn't that what life is made of? Though it worries me to say that I never felt this way.
I don't know what I'm up against. I don't know what it's all about. I got so much to think about.
Worry. I only wanna make you happy, and if you say hey go away, I will. But I think better still, I'd better stay around and love you. Do you think I have a case? Let me ask you to your face. Do you think you love me?
I think I love you.
I think I love you.
I think I love you.
What?
The Partridge Family. David Cassidy singing Leave There. Shirley Jones and I Think I Love You. It's 8:31, local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Let's see what's going on in the news this morning. Once again, here's Stuart.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The weekend gets going with some gusts. A wind advisory is in effect for today with sustained winds at around 20 to 30 miles an hour. Gusts could be up to 45. The National Weather Service warns that the gusty winds could bring tree limbs down and result in power outages. A terror plot targeting Naval Station Great Lakes was broken up by the FBI. The information about the 2022 case was just released yesterday. The 38-year-old pleading guilty is a naturalized American citizen originally from China. He's admitted to conspiring with people he believed were extremists but were actually undercover FBI agents. The plot was said to be motivated by a desire to avenge the 2020 killing of an Iranian general. You've got a chance to chime in regarding work at Racine Unified. The RUSD board is set to hold a special work session Monday, focusing on updates for several construction projects and the foreign exchange program. Key agenda items include design development updates for Walden 3 and discussions for the Gifford K-8 construction project. No action will be taken during the meeting, but the public is invited to attend and provide comment. And downtown Racine will be thriving this weekend with an event at Memorial Hall. The Racine County Eye has health and wellness on display at the Thrive Expo. It runs tomorrow and Sunday downtown. There's more at RacineCountyEye.com. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
WRJN weather.
It is going to be a bit windy today. Gusts from about 35 to 45 likely for a good chunk of the day. Otherwise, partly to mostly cloudy. A few sprinkles. Temperatures will reach the low 50s by early afternoon, then drop quickly by later this afternoon into tonight. Tomorrow, sunny and colder, 29. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 39.
Don Rosen.
We don't even eat good food anymore. I watched some game the other day. I seen that for Domino's. It sounds like something called Domino's Dots. Have you seen these? Domino's Dots. They're just rolled up balls of dough. They don't even try to make it look like a cookie anymore because we don't care. Now they have brownies. You can get a tray of hot brownies at Domino's. Who put these two together? Have you ever done that in your life? Had two or three slices of pizza and I go for a tray of brownies. A tray of brownies. And now they have something called the double melt pizza. It's a pizza with another pizza on top of it. How fat are we trying to get in this country? Hey, what do you want on your pizza? Oh, yeah, just put more pizza on top of the pizza.
Precious and few are the moments we two can share. Quiet and blue like the sky. I'm over you. And if I can't find my way back home, it just wouldn't be fair. Precious and few are the moments we two can share. Baby, it's you on my mind.
Climax, 1972, the year, precious and few. Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Don't forget to visit Memorial Hall this weekend as the Racine County Eye presents a Thrive Home and Wellness Expo. See trends in home remodeling, energy efficiency, and wellness practitioners, along with sustainable living experts. And you can also see live demonstrations as well. It's happening this weekend, Saturday 10 to 4, Sunday 10 to 3. Tickets $2 at the door or a non-perishable food item. We'll be there too, featuring some live broadcasts saying, howdy. Get more information at RacineCountyEye.com. That's I-E-Y-E, RacineCountyEye.com. You know, it's amazing how different our opinions can be on different things. Thousands of people took on an online poll and asked if random things are turn-ons or turn-offs. Here's what they said. Tattoos. Most people said it's a turn-on. When someone you're dating responds to a text immediately, a lot of people said turn-on. When someone's really funny, 98% said, yeah, that's a turn-on. So 2% of us are all business. We don't want to laugh. When someone's super talkative, More than half said it's an actual turn-on. When someone's overly confident or cocky, well, 81% said no good, turn-off. Loud talkers, 94% said a turn-off. And when someone gets jealous really easily, 79% said that's a turn-off. Well, I don't have any tattoos, so I gotta rely on the other stuff. Here come the Beatles. Here's Please Please Me.
Last night I said these words to my girl. I know you never even tried, girl. Come on. Please, 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 won't you? Like I please you.
Tablets, it's only here at WRJN Sunshine today with a high near 53, partly sunny right now, and 44 degrees at Radio Park. Here's some strange facts I came across. The guy who's stuck in jail on the Monopoly board, he actually has a name, Jake the Jailbird. The cop who throws him in jail on the chance of community chess cards go directly to jail, those cards. He actually has a name, too, Officer Edgar Mallory. Who knew? And if you take photos of the Eiffel Tower lit up at night, if you happen to be in Paris, France, it's technically illegal to share them because the light show is protected under copyright laws. It's legal to share photographs you take of the Eiffel Tower during the day when the lights are off, but at night, the gendarmes will come and get you. So be careful out there. It's 8:43, local news, Tamla's Hits. We're going to be talking to Mike Clemens in a short time from now. Get the lowdown on the weekend sports. But right now, Merrily Rush, Angel of the Morning.
There'll be no strings to bind your hands, not if my love can't bind your heart. And there's no need to take a stand, for it was I who chose to start. See no reason to take me home. I'm old enough to face the dawn. Light will be dim, and it won't matter anyhow. If morning's echo says we've sinned, well, it was what I wanted now. And if we're victims of the night, I won't be blinded.
Made me happy. sun broke through.
Sills, local news, Tamla's Hits, WRJ. And just one more odd but true segment this morning. Vanna White has worn, are you ready for this, has worn a different dress on every single episode of Wheel of Fortune, more than 7,000 dresses. And yes, she doesn't get to keep any of them. So there. Mike Clements coming up next right here at WRJN.
Hi, this is Mike at your CBD store in Racine. We are sharing the love, no strings attached. Just schedule an appointment to receive a free $200 wellness kit February 27th through March 2nd. It's our way of saying thanks for prioritizing your wellness journey. Appointments are filling up fast, so call your CBD store on the corner of Highway 31 and Spring Street in Racine or visit us on Facebook. If you stop in and schedule your appointment, you will receive a 7-day clinically proven sleep gummy.
That's 1 week free on me.
Did you know there are several alternatives to having neck, back, or knee surgery to relieve pain and mobility issues? Racine Disc Center offers non-surgical spinal decompression, robotic laser therapy, and more. The results are amazing, even in patients who have already tried chiropractic, physical therapy, or injections. So before you check into the hospital, check into RacineDiscCenter.com or the clinic on Rapids Drive, just east of Gulf Avenue, for a free consultation. Racine Disc Center, where you go before you go under the knife.
Progressive knows finding your new home was a dream come true. You wanted a colonial with high ceilings, hardwood floors, and a peaceful neighborhood. And you found it. Now, every Saturday at 6 a.m., you get to wake to the sound of your neighbor's leaf blower. Progressive can't save you from your noisy neighbors, but we can save you money when you bundle your home and auto with us. Get a quote at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day. Happy 8 Collectibles. Dive into a treasure trove of toys, comics, and everything in between. Every shelf tells a story with vintage action figures, pop culture finds, sports memorabilia, pro wrestling merch, gifts for any occasion. Visit their showrooms on the lower level of Southridge Mall and near entrance G of Gurney Mills Mall. Go to WRJN.com, click the Big Deals banner, and purchase $40 gift certificates for just $12. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
W-R-J-N. Mike Clements is always in a different city every time I talk to them. You're like the world traveler. And today you're in Indianapolis. What are you doing there?
It's the NFL Combine, Don. And so they've got 329 football players, to be exact. The top college football players are here. It's a job interview. You know, you did your last year in college, and then you get an invite because the scouts want to talk to you. They're thinking about drafting you, and so you come down here and you do a physical. A guy from Milwaukee came up with this idea, Gil Brandt. I love Gil. He was so great. He went to UW-Madison in the 1940s. His roommate and friend was Crazy Legs Hirsch, Elroy Hirsch,
yeah,
who became a star wide receiver in the 1950s for the Rams, brought his buddy Gil along. Gil became a scout for the Rams and then later joined some new team in Dallas called the Cowboys with Tom Landry. And Gil was there for 28 years. And at one point he said, why are we flying all over the country to do this, to check up on these college players? Let's all fly them in to some centrally located city where we can get their physicals, we can interview and get to know these players, we can get the 40 times, the vertical jump, the shuttle runs, you know, all the measurables, the weight lifting, and save ourselves some money and save ourselves some time. And that's why they came up with the concept of the Combine. They've been doing it here in Indianapolis since 1987.
It's like when there's a radio opening in radio, all the DJs come to the radio combine and they check our teeth like a horse. They'll check your teeth.
Check your teeth. Yeah. You have to lift weights. And how good are you at sweeping the back room? All those kinds of things. Are you messy in the station cafeteria? All the issues come up, yeah.
Do you have body odor? What's going on with you guys?
Well, that's where you make your cutoff. Unfortunately, at WRJN, that hasn't always been the case for us.
Okay, so let's talk about, you said some Badgers are there, safety, there's some other people. Talk about, so who did you meet so far?
Well, you know, first of all, I got to meet with Brian Gutekunst, and I'll tell you about that in a minute, the Packers GM. But, yeah, you're right. There's three Badgers here, including Hunter Wohler, who is a standout safety for the Badgers. Now, you know, he grew up in Muskego. He played football at Muskego High, and he worked really hard at it and living the dream. He got selected a scholarship in Madison, played for the Wisconsin Badgers for 4 years. But then, you know, like a couple of years in, all of a sudden, Paul Christ, your head coach, gets fired. And they bring in this new guy, Luke Fickell from Cincinnati. And they, you know, they have a rough first year, and so then they fire some guys, and they bring in new guys. He said, you know, in the 4 years I've been there, I've been through two head coaches, two coordinators, and three position coaches. So that kind of makes him ready for the NFL, though, too. There can be a lot of changes that way. So he hopes that maybe in some weird way that will help him. But Hunter Wohler out of Muskego has proven that he's a tough football player. And not only as a safety, but as a rookie in the NFL, he can play special teams, too, in kick coverage, punt coverage, those kinds of things. And I think that's where he thinks he's got an ability to get drafted, maybe in the fourth round of the seven rounds that they have. Hey, I asked him once a question, though. I said, Don, you know, or Hunter, you know, gosh, when you got to Madison, I mean, you guys were always contending for the Big Ten championship. And then last year, 5-7, you miss a bowl game for the first time in 22 years. He goes, yeah, I know. He says, but listen, I have faith that Coach Fickell is a good coach. They've got some new coaches in there. I see the players that they've recruited. Give it a couple of years, but I think the program's going to bounce back.
I need you to talk about this. I know it's a long story, but if you can make it short, only because I heard it the other day and I don't know what they were talking about. This has to do with the Packers and the Eagles, the tush push. What the heck is that?
So Nick Sirianni, the new coach of the Eagles last round, 3 or 4 years, taken to the Super Bowl twice now. They came up with this play that's kind of like a quarterback sneak. But, you know, it's jumbo. They take their big offensive linemen. They get down in this low four-point stance. Their pads are as close to the ground as they can get for leverage. And they just shove that defensive line across the way so that Jalen Hurts, their quarterback, can sneak in. And they call it the tush push because, you know, they can also sometimes they'll push him from behind to get him in. Well, the competition committee said, hey, we got a complaint here. Somebody says that this should be banned now. And then the story broke. It was the Green Bay Packers that filed the complaint. Like, what? So when I ended up meeting with Brian Gutekunst, I said, do you know about this? Or he says, you know, I didn't file it. We've had discussions about it. Mark Murphy, the team president, he actually wrote about it. He thinks that they shouldn't do it anymore. It used to be illegal to push a player like that. He wrote that in, you know, when he answers fan mail on the team website once a month. But we saw Mark in the hallway. He says, I didn't file the complaint, which leaves LaFleur. Apparently, head coach Matt LaFleur is the one that filed the complaint, and now they're talking about it. It'll be brought up at the owners' meetings next month.
I want to talk about baseball for a while here. We have our first Brewers preseason game tomorrow on WRJN at 2 o'clock. They're going to take on the Texas Rangers. But before we get to the Brewers, I got to tell you this. The New York Yankees, and I mentioned this before we went on the air to you, the New York Yankees, for the first time, are ending their no-beard policy. No beard.
Oh, you can
You can have a mustache. You always, for 50 years, you couldn't have long sideburns, and you couldn't have a beard. But you were mentioning Thurman Munson, but mustaches were allowed. No beards. And they just lifted the policy. When I heard the news headline, the Yankees are lifting a long policy that took for decades, I said, oh, my God, they're getting rid of the pinstripes? Because they still use the pinstripes.
This would explain why Mickey Mantle got the deal with Gillette and shavers back in the 50s. And he would do that TV commercial where he would shave it on air. Yeah, how about that? You know, maybe, I mean, these guys not only get paid $500 million or something like that over the next 10 years to play baseball, but now they get to grow their beards, too. That must have been the last straw. Yeah, it's an interesting tradition. It goes all the way back to, you know, Babe Ruth and Lou Gehrig and Joe DiMaggio. I thought Thurman Munson had a beard. Their catcher.
I think he just had a mustache.
Yeah, okay. So just a mustache. So you can do a mustache, but you couldn't do the beard.
Couldn't do long sideburns either. That's why when Joe Pepitone, he defied the Yankees, said, "I'm not shaving it." And they said, "You're not playing."
Well,
so
you know,
he wound up shaving them. Yeah.
And then there's these pitchers, like some of the guys that are on the Giants that look like ZZ Top. You know, they've got beards that go down to their chest, right? So that'll be interesting to see. Guys with beards and pinstripes. How about that?
Now, I just got to say one thing about you. You are such an integral part. I'm not blowing smoke here. You're an integral part of this morning show. I've never mentioned this before. Stuart J. Waddles does our news. You do our sports. We have our weather service. And I got to say, you're a very integral part of this morning show. And I thank you for all the sports reports you do.
You're so good. You know the town so well. You know the community. You've been a part of it so long. And you know, to have you there as the anchor for that, that's the platform that we want to do this. You let us go out and spend all these hours and time and money to cover these things and bring it to our listeners. And that's what's appreciated. It's hard to get these opportunities in this business these days, right?
Well, I'm just a disc jockey. That's all I am. People say, "What do you do for a living?" I'm just a disc jockey. That's all there is to it. But I do appreciate those sports reports. They are so well put together every morning, and I know our listeners appreciate it too. I want you to be careful out there in Indianapolis. You hear me?
I will, sir. I will. We'll take our time, watch ourselves driving, anything like that. And, my partying days are over. It's not like I'm out. Some of these guys, though, wow, they're coming in pretty blurry-eyed because, you know, they've been hit the bars with some of the coaches.
Hey, don't talk to strangers either on the street, all right?
Okay.
Hey, Mike, we'll talk to you next week, my friend.
Have a good weekend. Thanks
you too. And Mike Clemens doing our sports for us there in Indianapolis this morning. I'm Don Rosen. Have yourself a wonderful weekend. We have got a whole bunch of stuff coming up this weekend. You know our weekend programming. But coming up next, Dan Marcus with his Wax Museum, Kurt Bowman at 2 o'clock this afternoon. And we've got Chris Morrow with our evening music starting at 6. All right, here at WRJN, it's exactly 9 o'clock. Let's do it.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.